This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, the much-loved alt-country and alt-rock band Sparkle Horse. Then, new music from The Heavy Heavy, a UK-based rock band making the music the 60s forgot to make.
Well, I get out the tarnix, and I polish them myself.
Your face is like the sun sinking into the ocean. Your face is like watching flowers growing in fast motion.
Welcome to episode 201 of A Sonic Youth. Opening the show was Sparkle Horse, with the beautifully warm track Don't Take My Sunshine Away. More on the Sparkle Horse and Mark Linker's story in a moment, but first another of his greatest tracks. Piano Fire is one of two tracks from the 2001 Sparkle Horse album It's a Wonderful Life to feature PJ Harvey. Other features include Tom Waits and The Cardigans' Nina Persson. This is Sparkle Horse's most well-known song, presumably because of the Polly Jean Harvey feature, but also because it's a beautifully written song, which drenches you in its warm distortion.
Oh,
You're listening to episode 201 of A Sonic Youth, and that was Sparkle Horse and PJ Harvey with Piano Fire. Sparkle Horse is a band, but it's ultimately the project of Mark Linkous, born to a coal mining family in Arlington, Virginia in 1962. He was a self-described teenage delinquent, and was sent to live with his grandparents after his parents divorced in his early teenage years. This is around the same time he began his substance abuse, and would only attend school to see his friends. After high school, Linkous moved to New York City and formed the band Dancing Hoods. They released two records before relocating to LA and trying to make it big, but they broke up shortly afterwards. Following this breakup, Linkous moved back to Virginia and continued working on tracks which would eventually find their place on the first Sparkle Horse record. He was also trying to kick his drug addiction and had somewhat given up on his music dreams. He said, quote, "I was fed up with the music scene. It was so nasty in Los Angeles. That was at the height of glam rock. Bands like Poison were supposed to be important." That record was released in August 1995, and is about to celebrate the 30th anniversary of its release. Linkous named the record Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot, stylized as one spaceless word. Apparently the name came to him in a dream about the General Lee having a crude form of submarine during the American Civil War. The record also features one of the great album covers, an evil-looking clown balloon floating ominously off-center in front of a blurry sky. The album was produced by David Lowry of Camper Van Beethoven and Cracker in his music studio. The album is a sprawling take on alt country. One piece of footage shows Linkous fiddling around with an old two-track tape recorder in his home studio, seeking out a sound more exciting than, quote, "a boring old guitar solo." There's experimental, almost electronic pieces that remind me a bit of Granddaddy, and this is mixed with the lo-fi tape school noise, somber lo-fi folk, and then these sunny alt country rockers. The latter is what appeals to me, and one of the best of those songs is Hammering the Cramps. I'd been aware of Sparkle Horse for a while. I found a few CDs in my dad's collection, but never really listened to them. But it was MJ Lenderman that reminded me of the music that was waiting for me to discover. Lenderman's biggest influences are Drive-By Truckers, my favourite band, Neil Young, who's second, Bob Dylan, who's third, and Jason Molina and his band Songs of Hire and Magnolia Electric Co., probably my sixth favourite. Along with these artists and bands, Lenderman lists Sparkle Horse, so I knew there must be something good here, and this track, Hammering the Cramps, shows the influence Lenderman took from Linkous.
Yeah.
That was Sparkle Horse with Hammering the Cramps. Following the release of the debut Sparkle Horse album, they embarked on their first tour, supporting a Radiohead in between the releases of The Bends and OK Computer. Sadly, this tour saw Linkous return to his substance abuse. He overdosed in his London hotel room, spent as many as 14 hours with his legs pinned under him. While he regained some of the strength in his legs after surgeries, he had to use a wheelchair for 6 months. Three more Sparkle Horse albums were released before 2010. That year, Linkous found himself in a deep depression, exacerbated by the recent overdose of his close friend Vic Chesnutt. While staying in a bandmate's house, and on a mixture of benzos and enough alcohol to kill most of us in itself, Linkous received a series of text messages from his wife, who was in the process of seeking a divorce after 19 years of marriage. Late at night, Linkous left the house alone and took his own sunshine away with a shot through the heart with his own gun, tragically bringing an end to a life that unfortunately, like so many other artists in his sphere of alt country, like Townes Van Zandt and Jason Molina, was bound to end too soon. He left behind an impressive musical legacy, which included two more studio records released after his passing. But one of his most revered remains the first album, released almost 30 years ago today. And here's my favourite song from Viva Dixie's Submarine Transmission Plot. It's another brilliant piece of warm, lo-fi indie rock. Here's Rainmaker.
You might see his face in the clouds or
this is a Sonic Youth, and that was Sparkle Horse with Rainmaker. Next on the show this week, we have a few tracks from the UK band called The Heavy Heavy. Here's their cover of the great Father John Misty song, Real Love Baby. This is a Sonic Youth, and that was The Heavy Heavy with a cover of Father John Misty's Real Love Baby. The Heavy Heavy, not to be confused with fellow English band The Heavy, are from Brighton and released their first EP, Life and Life Only, in 2022. A debut album called One of a Kind followed last year, and last week they released Live, an album made up of several live and live in studio performances. They've been billed as a band making the music the 60s forgot to. They've certainly drawn influence and have been compared to the likes of Fleetwood Mac, Led Zeppelin, and Jefferson Airplane. While not the most exciting band out there, they do sound good. Their own songs aren't too interesting until the guitar breaks in and steals the show. Here's a demonstration from that live album. This is One of a Kind.
Yeah, I'm going.
That was The Heavy Heavy with One of a Kind. Next week on A Sonic Youth, we have another selection of indie and alternative rock covers. And here's a taste of an indie cover to end the show. It's a very cool cover, frankly, from The Heavy Heavy. The original version is a favourite song by Laurel Canyon psych rocker Jonathan Wilson. Here's Desert Raven. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. This show is made with support from Free FM, Hamilton's access media station, and New Zealand On Air. For more of the greatest indie and alt rock, check out the back catalogue and future shows on Apple Podcasts and freefm.org.nz. And give me a follow on Facebook and Insta at A Sonic Youth Podcast. Remember to support the artists you love, and I'll see you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.